At the U.S. Capitol, Alaska Congressman Don Young is known to berate Democrats and environmentalists who oppose his efforts to get a road for King Cove. Young accuses them of being indifferent to the lives of his constituents, the Alaska Natives who reside in a remote, isolated community. But at a hearing today, the witness who spoke against the road was also an Alaska Native from a remote, isolated community. As Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, this isn't just about the road.
Young glared across the dais in the hearing room at the Democrats on the Natural Resources Subcommittee. One of them had just spoken against the 11-mile road for King Cove, saying it would harm waterfowl habitat in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. Young says it would save lives.
The day that this Congress will take and love a goose that's not going to be harmed over a human life, shame on you. I'm not going to tolerate that. If you want to kill people, go out and kill them. But don't do it because you're being stupid.
Della Trumbull, speaking for her fellow residents of King Cove, told the subcommittee they want the road so they can drive to the all-weather airport at Cold Bay, so they won't have to endure dangerous flights from their town when they need medical care.
And I, for one, know this firsthand, as I witnessed my daughter's airplane crash land on the field in King Cove 4 years ago.
The details change, but this is how hearings on the road have gone for decades. Trumbull says she's been to Washington at least 30 times to advocate for the road. Less usual was the type of witness who spoke against the road.
My name is Myron P. Nanning Sr. from Hooper Bay, a village in western Alaska.
Nanning was, until last year, president of the Association of Village Council Presidents. Now he's the board president of Hooper Bay's Village Corporation. Nanning's region, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, is hundreds of miles from Eisenbeck, but he says the people in the Delta have traditionally depended on the waterfowl that feed in the Eisenbeck lagoons during the spring and fall migrations. During a break in the hearing, Nanning pointed out that people in his area have been severely curtailed in the number of salmon they can take.
If we're not allowed to fish for salmon, what other food resources would we have be allowed to harvest? That's why migratory birds are just as important for our subsistence use.
Raising a long-standing dispute, Nanning says commercial fishermen in the eastern Aleutians near King Cove have not faced similar restrictions, and some of the salmon they catch are bound for the YK Delta.
You know, we've gone to the Board of Fisheries to try and get them to recognize the fact that our people on the Yukon or the Kuskokwim need salmon for food, but it seems like big money advocates usually get the best of whoever are the decision makers.
It's an argument King Cove has heard before. The Aleutians East Borough has a web page to debunk the claim that fishermen catch all the northbound salmon at False Pass. Nanning says even if there were plenty of fish in his region, he'd still be fighting the King Cove Road to conserve waterfowl. As for King Cove's need for safe transportation, Nanning says lots of YK villages have it just as bad. Nanning, with some pressing, acknowledged that the Wilderness Society paid for part of his trip to speak against the road. Young did not go after Nanning as harshly as he has other road opponents, but the subcommittee chairman, Representative Tom McClintock, took a swipe at Nanning in a dialogue with Trumbull.
He's not even from those communities?
No. He's from a different region.
But he wants to deny your community the right to build this road. How long have you been studying?
Young later said he doesn't like seeing two Alaska communities pitted against each other. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.